Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. Here's your 8 o'clock Eastern update on the tropics. We're right here in our operations area at the Hurricane Center where we're looking at multiple systems. And actually on satellite, one that we are looking at is Hurricane Florence. And this is a visible satellite as the sun comes up. You can see we start to get the first visible images of Florence this morning. And you can see we do have an eye. As expected in the forecast, we are starting to see increasing speeds in the wind and increasing organizational development of the system. So it is getting stronger with time, and that fits with our forecast. But look at this, the entire basin, it's busy. We've got Hurricane Florence, Isaac, Helene. We're also looking at a small system getting into the Gulf of Mexico and could come a depression with time. But for the most part, at the current time, we're looking at Florence, the most immediate threat, and that's where we have this track, a major hurricane reaching somewhere in the southeast United States over the next few days this week. And it looks like by Friday in the night time hours, you're going to have this landfall. But this is really important. Well ahead of that, you'll have tropical storm force winds and some of those rain bands already moving in. And remember, this cone is basically where we think the center could be, anywhere inside this cone. So that's where we could expect the center to be with the landfall. However, as we always talk about, those impacts will stretch well outside that cone, well away from the coast, and even inland with time. So some of the impacts that we're looking at, incredible storm surge. If you have a major hurricane, we're talking a Category 3, Category 4, you're going to have incredible storm surge, mainly to the right of wherever the impact area is, and the rainfall stretching well inland. Let's look at that rainfall, because I think it's really important that we talk about not only just the storm surge, but also the rainfall in this case. We have a couple areas that we're looking at. Look how far away that you could get some of these big rainfall totals away from the potential center of where Florence will be. Rainfall measured in potentially feet. And that's something that we really got to start talking about, because that stretches through North Carolina, through Virginia, through Delaware. Some of those rainfall totals could be in feet, so that means flash flooding. You have to be aware of the situation, have to be aware of your zone so you can get away from the storm surge. But also, if you're in a low-lying area, you can see some of this. So preparedness-wise, we look at preparedness, we look at the onset of tropical storm force winds when we start looking at when you need to be done. Because then it's too dangerous to be preparing, it's too dangerous to be outside. And this is a case by Wednesday along the coast, we need to be done preparing. If you're in evacuation zone, listen to those local officials. But look at inland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, could see tropical storm force winds, which is absolutely incredible. And in that case, you also got to be ready. So think about this. A major hurricane, you're going to have the wind associated with the hurricane. You're going to have a lot of rain, so that wind can knock over some of the trees, losing power. So preparedness is everything at this stage. Have those preparedness kits ready, a first aid kit, a no weather radio, a flashlight. Write down the contacts out of your cell phone, so make sure you have that information. Make sure you have everything you need. Water for 3 days, food for 3 days, about a gallon a day of water per person. You got to have all that ready. So now's the time to prepare. We're not going to avoid the impacts from this hurricane. Now's the time to get ready. So it's been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.